Welcome back to the Man Cave Caucus Podcast, where we dive headfirst into the deep end of the pool of politics and entertainment, armed with nothing but our sharp wit, warm charm, and a healthy dose of self-deprecating humor. I'm your host, Ben Baker, with an inside perspective on humanity and at times, maybe a little rebellious streak that would probably make James Dean blush. But a rebel with a cause, Tim.
True that.
And the rest of the caucus is here, just happy to be in the man cave, chilling today. So buckle up, Tim, because there's nothing more American than this first story I'm going to tell you about out of Indiana recently. Picture this, Tim. A young lad, proud as a peacock, drives his old pickup truck to school. I mean, that's pretty American, right? America.
That's truly.
Proudly displaying old glory, waving in the wind. But wait, the local school officials deemed the flag to be offensive. And so the young patriot was asked to remove the flag. Well, for a bit, that is. He refused to take it down.
You would think it was the stars and bars.
You would think, but it wasn't. And so he pushed back a little bit, finally got them to reverse their decision. So that's good news. So fear not, my fellow Americans, because in true red, white, and blue fashion, a vehicle wrap company stepped in and said, "Y'all watch this." Just like the famous last words of most rednecks I know. So they wrapped the entire truck in an American flag, free of charge.
As they scraped down the last bit of the wrap, they said, "That ain't going nowhere."
Snapped that bungee cord. Free of charge. So that's right. The young man went from zero to hero faster than you can say apple pie and bald eagles. And that,
America,
is America. So look at this beauty. Look at this picture, guys. The stars and the stripes.
They did a good job.
Did you have in your mind what make the truck would be when you read this story?
Well, I assumed it rolled coal.
It's a Dodge. Did you expect anything different?
I wonder if they covered up all of his bumper stickers.
I bet he had a "Let's Go Brandon" sticker on there. How much you want to bet? How much you want to make a bet?
I don't bet.
So I like that one. You know what I mean?
That's awesome. That's a feel good story right there.
It was a feel good story. The stars and stripes, baby.
I hope our listeners got their fill.
As we dive into the latest political shenanigans of the week, remember, sometimes it takes a pickup truck and old glory flying high just to remind us all of the values that make this country great. So stay tuned for more tales from the clown show that we call politics and modern culture. And hopefully there'll be some great entertainment in the process. So this is the Man Cave Caucus Podcast. If you didn't know, we're just getting started today. So next up, Tim, something not so American and definitely a pendulum swing on our agenda here today. A drag queen by the name of, wait for it, Shangela.
What do you do when your name's Shan and you're a man?
So Shangela was invited to the White House and also spoke at Kamala Harris's event that she had at her personal home, but has now been accused of sexual assault by several people.
That's a very
multiple,
very manly thing to do.
Does that surprise you?
In the worst sense of the word. No. If it was in fact a woman, I'd be a little surprised.
Right.
When you speak to Congress?
No, she spoke at Kamala Harris's home for a pride event.
Wasn't she at the White House?
Yeah. I don't know if she actually spoke at the White House.
I wonder if you were at the, like, on the floor of the of Congress, if they would reference you as, could the general it, please, from Kentucky, could the general it from Chicago step to the stand?
Could the general shim share?
Could the general they, please?
They, them.
The general them.
So here's Shangela giving a speech at Kamala's house. Listen up, Tim.
And they said, Shangela. And I said, what? They said, Shangela, would you like to deliver the welcome for the evening? I said, well, let me run over to my closet, pull out my white suit, my white hat, and in my best Olivia Pope voice, I told them, it's him. So tonight, I'm so thrilled to join the Madam Vice President in welcoming each of you to this momentous occasion here tonight. This is a celebration of who we are as LGBTQIA plus people and allies. Give everyone a round of applause.
Got down into the baritone there.
It is so important to be able to celebrate because all across the country, so many things need to be fixed. That's why I'm dressed as Olivia Pope, okay? I want to talk. There's so many things. Women's rights are under attack. In Florida, you can't say gay.
I'm attacking women's rights.
Across the country, in places, there's anti-trans legislation.
I'm fighting for
in
my
rats. Home state of Texas, there are different, you know, conversations about trying to ban drag queens in front of children.
What?
And I'm an uncle. I'm from Texas.
I'm an uncle.
What? Slip.
I'm a shunkle.
I'm a proud black person from Texas, and I'm a proud drag queen. And drag queens.
Okay, so just for a second, what actual woman even would dress like this?
Oh, apparently Olivia Pope.
Who's Olivia Pope?
She's one of the most annoying actors who's ever had.
Actors or actresses?
Actresses, sorry. I'm all kinds of upset.
I like to say belong everywhere, yes. Especially in the residence of the vice president. So tonight is wonderful, and isn't it so wonderful to have an advocate on your team, to have someone who believes in equality, who believes in equal rights, and who believes in progression for all of our communities.
The American flag in the background is really disturbing. I mean, like, it just...
It hurts me.
Yep. I can't take it any more of that. I'm sorry.
Please.
I just can't.
Moving on.
So, yeah, I don't know what the fate might be for Shangela, but these are the kind of people that want to normalize kids being involved in their antics.
I feel like Mangela would have been a much more appropriate name.
Yeah.
I guess I don't know why it's a big deal. Like why does Shangela want to be around kids?
I'll never understand it. I really won't. I'll never understand why that they think that's okay.
The most annoying, like, on your own time.
So is it like an influencer or what?
No. Olivia she was Pope? On the show Scandal about being the president's, like,
Scandal
fixer, kind of, like whatever you. You were talking about him the other day. The politicians hire him to
a fixer.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
I thought that was kind of
mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. So she was the like the press, you know, and the most overacted actor. It hurts.
Mm-hmm.
But it was the only thing on free TV. Back in the '90s.
Yeah.
No, it was probably 2008.
2008.
Yeah, I only had four channels, and sometimes that wasn't the worst thing on.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't know, again, what the fate might be for Shangela, but hopefully he's going to be
communications director.
Staring down the barrel of a Billy Bob behind bars soon.
Yeah, well, turns out we won't have to worry about Mangela being around kids. she's on a predator list. Well, yeah. Hopefully.
We can only hope. So next up, New York City homeowner Adele Andalaru gets arrested after changing the locks on her own home.
That's a hate crime.
After it got
I smell a hate crime.
After it got taken over by squatters. So apparently in New York City, anyone can simply claim squatters' rights after 30 days of living in your home, if they so choose.
Wow.
Which isn't theirs. Which, you know, again, isn't even, and she mentions this in the video we're going to play, but isn't even enough time for the city to do their investigation or their work and their job, according to many right. people.
It was most likely all of the squatter improvements, not to be confused with tenant improvements, that happened on the property.
It's insane.
We had a wild week I forgot to talk about last week. My brother came home. He travels over the road doing construction. He came home to his apartments to check them out. He bought some apartments that need a little love. But
DLC.
They need a little lot of it over by the kind of by the Zelikon yep. place. And he had to kick out a herd of squatters. And
oh, man.
It was wild. They had a full on he's always on the headset with me, and I'm just listening to the police. Just, I mean, they were in a full on brawl with one of those boys. He wasn't ready to give up his
one
spot.
Of the tenants.
He wasn't ready to give up his squat. And one of the tenants. Anyways, tenant improvements don't usually happen from squatters was where I was heading with this. So with that, carry on.
So when the 30-day mark comes in New York City, it's illegal to change the locks or to remove the tenants or to turn off the utilities.
JPD.
Of your own home.
JPD swiftly removed them and
thankfully Missouri
requested
not
charges.
New York City.
Our laws have a few more teeth.
It still needs reform, by the way, but it's a lot better than New York City. But yeah, it's stupid and an outrageous.
That's insane. 30 days is
an outrageous law that practically means anyone can squat in a home and there's nothing the homeowner can do about it. And so here's what's crazy. So they're doing this newscast, right? And during the news segment, the homeowner gets arrested for unlawful eviction. And taken away in handcuffs, and the squatters end up remaining on the premises.
This is disturbing, but I mean, what would keep someone from going to an open house?
Yeah, right.
Just staying.
Hiding in the closet until they leave and then staying there
days.
For 30
I mean,
days?
If you brought a good backpack Nothing. Of beef jerky, I mean, you're golden. Just stay in the closet for 30 days and then pop out and be like, hey.
It's crazy.
I filmed it all.
So, listen to this.
Unbelievable.
To understand how this day ended.
We need the police right away.
With multiple 911 calls and arrests, we have to start at the beginning.
Adele, the hardest question is how do you say your name?
We met Adele Andalaru outside the home her parents left her in Flushing, Queens. She's in the process of selling it.
No, he loved it.
But she's been locked out. She claimed squatters moved in on February 6th and refused to leave.
What's it like being here knowing you can't go inside of your own home?
It's enraging. It really is.
In New York, squatters have rights after 30 days.
By the time that someone does their investigation and they do their work and their job, we'll be well over the 30 days, and this man will have stolen my home. And now she's back.
Just after wrapping up our interview, a woman showed up.
What are you doing in
the... Imagine the audacity.
You know how much rent is in New York, too?
Oh, I can't even imagine.
It's unaffordable, but I mean, I always thought New York was off the table for me.
It's way easier than what you think.
Yeah, I got to get to an open house. I believe, Joel, you may check this, but I believe in Missouri, it's like 8 years before you have squatter's rights.
Okay.
And you have to have
if someone squats in your home for 8 years, you deserve to lose your home.
You probably didn't love it just right.
10 years.
Ten. Okay.
Okay.
I wasn't aware that was a law.
Yeah, I knew it was because I used to eyeball that one on the corner of HH when I was a young man. Because I
that had the plywood the, still on the sides?
Yeah, it had, but it had a spiral. Don't ask me how I know.
It's right down there.
It had a spiral stone staircase.
Didn't we actually go exploring that house one night?
I think
night?
I did call you.
Anyways.
Anywho.
It's gone now.
Yeah, it burnt down and it wasn't me.
Okay.
But it wouldn't have burnt down had I jumped on that the first time I had the notion.
Yeah.
I did a little Googling.
I'm sure
and I was
it
like,
was there for 10 years.
Oh, it was there for 20.
You could have.
I could have really. Been yours. I just wanted to put some wood railing just some, on that stone spiral staircase in the. It had a. Is it. What's it? Is it a shire? Or what's the tall.
Banister.
No, it like the when they have a like a castle situation going on.
Your anyways. Hand gestures doesn't help, Tim.
So it was the spiral staircase was in a cylinder, and I can't think of the word. But I hope we can edit this out.
House, are you renting this house?
He's the,
why are you
the
here?
Woman walks
she unlocked
up
the front
while
door,
they're
saw
there.
Cameras and took off.
Imagine
it's
this.
Open. Let's go in the house. It's open.
Adele and her daughter, with the property deed in hand, went inside.
This is my furniture. These are my curtains.
She didn't just find her belongings inside.
There's a man sleeping right there. Get out of my house.
She found two men.
How long have you lived here?
I moved in about 2 days ago.
They've called the police on me, and I've called the locksmith. I didn't come in illegally. The door was open.
Police started interviewing neighbors and looking for documents.
Do you have something that shows that you've been here for more than 30 days?
They took the man who told me he had been renting for 2 days out in handcuffs.
They got one out.
And escorted the other
so
guy.
So the poor guy that was only there for 2 days got taken to the clink. What for? He wasn't there 30 days?
Because he wasn't smart enough to say he'd been there for 30.
Right.
So it's your word against the homeowners that you've been there for 30 days.
Deed in hand.
How can you prove? Hey. Yeah, she had the deed in her hand.
But he was honest.
I'm out.
I'm not coming out. This house is empty. This is my home. My locksmith is on the corner waiting to change my locks. And that's not fair. It's not fair that I, as the homeowner, should be having to go through this.
How you doing?
Minutes later,
I feel a little like how did the reporter know, right? Like,
right.
Is this a setup?
Feels like it. Yeah. Sketchy. Jordan Peterson says that honesty is the adventure of a lifetime. And that guy got a little adventure with his honesty about only being there 2 days.
Locksmith showed up, but police gave her
poor
a warning
locksmith shows
before
up
they left.
Like, really?
I may end up in handcuffs
I didn't
today.
Need this today.
This man shows up here and says that I have illegally evicted him. I said to them, let him take me to court the way I've been told to take him to court. But today, I'm not leaving my house.
Less than 10 minutes after police left, and the locks were changed. The man who claims to be the one actually leasing the house shows up.
Call the police again.
With the other guy, police took off the property.
Do you see this? This guy just literally broke down my door. Broke through myself and my daughter to get in here. This guy just forced himself into my house. Yes, he did. No, he didn't. And so did you. Man. You broke through the front door.
Officer.
The man called the police on her.
So
so the guy that broke in called the police on her, on the homeowner.
Why is it that I have to leave and he doesn't have to leave?
Because technically he can't be kicked out. You need to go to court.
They consider this a landlord-tenant issue. And by law, it has to be handled through the housing court, not with police.
If you own this house,
guy right here
you
knows
would not
what's
want
up.
Her inside.
He knows the law.
Exactly.
Yes, she does. Yes, but then once again, you should know how the law works.
I do know how it works.
There's rules to the as you got to go to court and send me to civil court.
He says he signed a lease in October, but wouldn't tell us with who.
I got proof longer than that.
Show us the proof.
But who are you for me to show? I showed it to cops.
Dan with Channel 7 News. If you don't want to show it, you don't
want
to show it.
Pool. Come here, brother. I like that.
I would like to see it.
He didn't show me a lease.
This is a bill.
A bill for work he says he had done to the house. He didn't show police a lease either.
Oh. The police department doesn't have the lease.
He had the locks changed. He was like, I got a bill.
So, Adele, you're getting arrested right now?
I'm being arrested.
For what?
For being in my own home.
And where's your lease?
She's fighting the house. It's not her house anymore.
My deed is...
She probably called the news
knowing that she was
going to have a little pushback. I mean, she called the locksmith. She most likely called the news.
Yeah.
And
good on her.
It was a good story. Good news.
Illegal.
Arrested for unlawful eviction. She changed the locks on a man who claims he lives there.
So how does this all end then? When do you leave?
The way it ends is either she pays me my money that I put into the house, pay me the money, and I'll leave.
This is, you can't make this up.
Cannot make this up.
He's
this
saying is, she has to pay him the money he put into the house before he'll leave.
This is a episode of
Jerry Springer.
Court and we deal with the judge in court. Well, it's that simple.
This is low-hanging fruit for
can you believe that? I have never in my life.
New York has lost their minds.
It's just crazy.
What is it about the coasts?
Why are squatters' rights a thing? Is there good that could come from that?
Them good squatters. The bad ones just tarnish the name of squatters. And
I just don't see a situation where any of it could be good. Where a random person off the street can just walk into your house and claim territory.
Yeah, it's like landing.
What grounds do they have?
Well, I mean, what grounds did we have to land on the moon and stick a flag in it, you know?
I don't see a deed.
Somebody might own it.
There's no deed.
It is.
No one owns the moon.
You cannot make it up, though. I'm just saying.
That's insanity. So, again, don't tell me elections don't matter, right? We've got to vote these idiots out of office. It's the only way.
How's anyone going to vote Democrats out of New York offices?
Well, that's the problem.
Would be pretty easy.
It's going to be more and more of the same for the next 100 years.
And definitely don't do business in New York City. I mean, it's crazy.
Mm.
So, yeah, that's
quite a
story.
You can't make it up.
Next up, in a recent story of another example of DEI, we've talked about this on many occasions, right?
I even know what it means now after 16 episodes.
You're learning, Tim, and hopefully our listeners are. But the state of Washington has announced that it is no longer required for an attorney to pass the bar exam to become licensed in the state. According to the state Supreme Court, the requirement hurts minorities.
Well, it does. But let's be honest, it probably does. If you can't speak English, it'd be tough to pass a bar exam.
Mm-hmm. So,
but
here's what will happen. Like, so now they're saying, well, you don't have to pass the bar exam. We'll give this over to some third-party licensing board that will probably take over, which the state would then not have control over, and they'll probably have their own DEI requirements to manipulate the system, where instead of merit-based licensing, it'll be based on some fabricated racial equity ratio.
Well, here's the secret. I'm going to go to California and sue California for not letting me be a lawyer because I identify as a lawyer.
Yeah. Throw it all in there. I mean, just put all your chips, the chips in the one basket.
I love San Diego.
Do you know how easy it would be
to be a San Diegan,
exploit the state of California if you really had intent to do
it? I could be a San Diegan lawyer in a hurry. I'd be like getting out my thesaurus. Ooh, if Google goggles. Slip those bad boys on. And just pull out all the big words.
So, although, you know, I mean, having attorneys that don't know jack probably helps you tremendously if they're representing the other side of your given lawsuit.
Yeah,
right?
I would be very skeptical. Bubba and Bubba and Bubba's law firm probably is not what you want to go with. Right. But they saw an opportunity.
Good luck, though, if you need to be represented in your case in the state of Washington.
Yeah.
So,
hey, and that's probably the state, the attorneys that the state will hire for you.
Right. The public defenders.
Good luck, boys. Here's your public defender. He did not pass the bar exam, and he did not collect $200.
He got his accreditation by some internet website.
The interwebs.
Said lawyers are us.
I wish it was business hours right now and we could call a Seattle law firm.
Oh, man.
Just make sure they've all got their...
Do you realize that it'll be, you know, I have a friend who's an ordained minister, and he's not a man of the cloth, but he is ordained through a website. It's a good friend of mine in Scottsbluff, Nebraska.
Man of the cloth.
He is not a man of the cloth. But he did get ordained so he could officiate a wedding. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be that easy. Be like, get into a little law trouble.
Right.
Go online, pay your $45.
Yep.
Get your certification.
It's crazy.
And I mean, I've always kind of wanted to argue with somebody at
right
in the court of law. I've always been in the court of law just kind of felt like a passenger in my own life. I wanted to talk to the judge.
A participant.
Here's your opportunity to climb in the driver's seat.
And I could climb right in. Yeah, be driving the bus without a CDL, boys.
But here's the thing. It's not. It's happening in every field now. I mean, lowering standards to accommodate certain races based on skin color rather than a standard of educational merit. And it's happening in the medical field. I've talked to you about this. I've got a bill that deals with this on medical institutions of learning. I mean, you know, so is it not going to be a problem until somebody dies because some doctor thought, you know, that the heart was a lung?
It was kind of what happened with Dr. Death. Are you familiar with
that's quite a story.
Documentary yes. or the story yes. there?
Yeah, he faked being a doctor.
Pretty much. I mean, he did do some medical school,
yeah.
And then he got a lucky hire, kind of threw his hat in the ring, and right. they hired him. And then he was like, well, I was over here at Houston. He didn't say, I was over here at Houston butchering people. And then he got a job in Dallas as their top dog.
Yeah, and they didn't check.
Didn't see that, yeah.
It's crazy stuff.
I do think with AI.
Catch me if you can. Is that what you're talking about?
No.
Similar, but very similar. This is a real story.
Do you concur?
Based on a true story.
But I mean, think about it.
Yeah, Dr. Death.
Some guy that thinks he's a doctor, but he doesn't know the difference between a lung and a heart, because instead of anatomy class, you know, they were learning about their inherent and complicit bias and reading books like White Privilege in a White Coat rather than reading a book with some pictures explaining what a lung looks like.
Anatomy class I don't know if they do that in colleges anymore. Definitely none of the good ones. The prestigious colleges are just like,
they don't even know what anatomy is like, in college anymore.
How do you feel today?
But most of the time anymore, especially in politics, I just feel like Will Ferrell in Zoolander. You know what I'm talking about?
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
I can't make this up.
Oh, speaking of DEI, I have another one for you. So this is from Colin Rugg's Twitter account. And the title on his tweet says, Unpacking Whiteness is a training module that is becoming popular at universities right now. And this is true because I've seen it myself in institutions in the state of Missouri. But here's one he's got from UNC, University of North Carolina, where they teach that whiteness is a social construct with no biological or scientific foundation. No, I'm not joking. A social construct. Whiteness is a social construct with no biological or scientific foundation. And in these videos, all these white people are told that they have white supremacy through white privilege, and it's described as this delusional mental state and a sickness or a mental illness. And so after this module, you watch this, you can deduce that whiteness or white privilege is a mental illness, and that all white people have white privilege or engage in white supremacy, and therefore all white people are mentally ill. And if you don't think she's talking about all white people, just watch these videos, and it clears up any confusion. It's just crazy, and it's pure racism is what's happening with these DEI programs and initiatives. And so it's becoming clearer to me why kids who come out of these universities seem increasingly unwell, right? And the whole module in these classes is literally, it's pure evil that casts one race as the oppressors of everyone else. And this indoctrination into students 24/7, it's constant. And you wonder why you have kids, you know, beating each other up in the streets of our cities. The indoctrination is just dividing us, and it's causing a lot of this violence, in my opinion. In one of the videos on this tweet that he puts out there, the woman is giving this instruction. It says it was a little scary how few white people talked about white supremacy as something that they engage in. And then she goes on to say that they have a lot of educating to do to teach the rest of the white people how they perpetuate white supremacy. And then in the last video, she's disheartened by the fact that the vast majority of white people don't identify themselves as white supremacists. Then she makes it clear that it lives inside all of white people. Hmm. Yeah.
I wasn't aware of that.
And that, again, that's a major publicly funded, taxpayer-funded university where students and staff are being taught a completely racist module meant to villainize white people. How have they not been sued? I mean,
reminds me.
And what are the Republicans in North Carolina? That's a red state. What are they doing to stop this insanity?
Reminds me of Tommy Boy.
Kill Whitey. And then they're like, no, no.
Oh, man.
This is why the word racist is a meaningless word to me.
Anymore it is.
I remember being so worried of being accused of being racist.
Yeah.
Whenever I was younger. Now, it's a meaningless word because it's been overused.
They've totally overplayed it and changed the definition to include all these other things that they claim are part of it.
It's just a classic overcorrection.
And I think in these institutions, it's going to take alumni really pushing back on this, as well as pressure from the state legislatures to defund this stuff and rid our universities of this indoctrination. I think it's the only way. So
I wonder how much public funding, what was it, UNC? I wonder how much
UNC?
Public funding UNC gets.
I don't know. I'd have to ask our Googler.
That's a good question for the Googler.
Well, here's the thing. So this is something I've done recently for Mizzou. I've asked them to investigate their own DEI program and to give me a number. Like, I want to know how much money they're spending, what the money is going toward, how many positions they have in their DEI department, because I think it's something that the taxpayers need to know, right? It's a public institution. So in the same vein of thinking, when we're talking about this, in another town across the fruited plain, in another taxpayer-funded university, Kyle Rittenhouse was speaking at an event at the college. You remember Kyle Rittenhouse, right?
Never forget him.
Yeah, right.
$3.7 billion.
American hero.
To UNC.
That's from the state.
From the state budget. Just from the state budget.
How much they federal. Get from federal?
Oh, it's no telling. It's unbelievable how much money goes into the public
billion with a B.
With a B.
It may be.
And sometimes their endowments are like $10 billion.
It could be that the federal allocates to the state
as a pass through. It could be.
You guys,
I mean, they're mainly state funded, but there's definitely federal.
You guys would
dollars.
Understand that better than me.
So I was shooting.
You remember Kyle Rittenhouse? He was involved in the high profile trial over the shooting of three people during all the protests that happened in Kenosha, Washington, back in 2020. He was 18 at the time, I believe. And, you know, the incident occurred during protest following the shooting of Jacob Blake, which is a black man shot by the police. Rittenhouse
justified
clearly acted in self-defense and was ultimately acquitted of all charges in that case. But that case was highly, you know, publicized. It sparked a lot of debates about gun rights and self-defense and racial justice and all these things. Well,
wasn't the guy with the skateboard a white guy?
They were all white.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Rittenhouse never shot at anyone of color.
Right.
Okay. You could write a
and
really
one of
good,
them was a child molester, I think.
It was right?
The
skater.
They were all convicted criminals.
Yeah.
I feel like you could,
with a rap sheet a mile long,
you could write a mean parody called about of Avril Lavigne's Skater Boy.
All right.
See you later, boys.
Yes. Kyle Rittenhouse definitely said, see you later, boy.
The left hate Rittenhouse. And they still claim that he had racial motivations for his actions that were clearly self-defense. Yeah. And trying to help protect other businesses in town from all these crazy rioters that were burning down the city. So anyway, here he is at the University of Memphis, and he was speaking at an event. And the BLM protesters chased down the people who were leaving the Rittenhouse event. And the police had to prevent the crowd from physically attacking them just for attending the event. It's just crazy. Watch this video of this taking place. This is on a public university. Why isn't it playing, Joel? There it is. This is the United States of America, people.
Get him, get him.
Yep, they're yelling, get him. Just people that were attending the event, not Kyle Rittenhouse himself.
I bet he wish he had his gun there.
It's like something you'd see in Haiti or... And several of these people leaving the event are black people, by the way.
No justice, nigga. Pardon the language.
No peace. No justice. No peace.
I guarantee you, if polled, few of those people know that he did not kill anyone of color.
I would say you're right. Yeah.
Mm.
So... Meanwhile, in the deep, dark halls of city government in Chicago, the new mayor, Brandon Johnson, who apparently is even dumber than his predecessor, Lori Lightfoot, has come up with a great idea.
No way.
I didn't know that that was possible.
Nah.
It's fact.
But here's the great idea from Brandon Johnson. Suing Glock, the gun manufacturer, and I quote from his own tweet, facilitating the proliferation of switches that turn pistols into illegal machine guns. We will continue to protect Chicagoans from these deadly weapons and the companies that manufacture them. This just... So... It's just more than I can... It's more than I can bear.
I saw he was suing somebody else this week, too.
Chicago? Probably.
Brandon Johnson.
Yeah.
He's suing Glock, and he's suing the makers of Kia.
Hyundai. That's the other thing. So St. Louis did that, too. They're suing Kia because they make their cars easier, or their cars supposedly are easier to steal, right?
I thought that was Dodge.
So they're suing Kia because... They don't make their cars anti-theft enough, I guess.
I thought Dodges were the easy lifts.
Am I on crazy pills? It's so ridiculous.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
So
we missed that one on the earlier. That's good stuff.
So going after Glock, that will protect the people from criminals. Even if they win, which they won't, a few million dollars is definitely going to solve the problem in Chicago, right? Right, guys?
That'll do it.
Hear me out. And you think, you thought cities like St. Louis suing Kia because their cars are too easy to steal was dumb. Well, this is even worse. So where's the ATF, to come to the rescue in Chicago? Forgot. They're too busy shooting somebody's dog in Texas because the man didn't properly register his pistol brace. I see. Important things. So just a little education, and Joel, you'll know this, but just to educate the people out there who, which probably most of our listeners know this, but on how pistols work, you know, it really doesn't take much to buy a piece of metal on the black market that they call a Glock switch, which, by the way, is probably not made by Glock.
MacGyver would have just done it with a piece of gum.
Right.
Hey.
Unless Glock's making their legally sold fully auto Glocks, which they do. Glock 18s. But there's a little piece of metal that is a part of the trigger assembly in a Glock. And there's a piece that depresses the trigger bar that connects to the sear, and it can allow the gun to shoot fully auto on a striker fire pistol. Okay. You can also 3D print this stuff.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, that's already illegal.
Right.
To put that in your pistol, to have that in your pistol, to use that without the proper paperwork and stamp that you have to pay the money to the ATF to get that permit for, it's already illegal. So here's what's really funny as well. You can do this with any striker fire pistol, not just Glocks. Right, Joel?
Right.
So once again, instead of going after the criminals, they're going after the law-abiding gun manufacturers, and just one of them.
They just don't get it.
Never mind that you can do this with other makes and models of striker fire pistols.
This is kind of a side note, but Mayor Johnson is more attractive than Lori Lightfoot, and that's coming from a straight male.
That's right. Yes.
I'm not sure this guy has two brain cells to rub together.
It's so bad.
He looks smarter than Lori.
But just when you think, okay, hold on. So just when you think Chicago must be on, right, must be on homemade fentanyl-laced meth, it gets better. Also in Chicago, back in January, an illegal alien was found wandering the streets. Imagine that. In Chicago, with a gun in his hand. Could have been a Glock. I don't know. Probably more of a high point sitch, probably. But who knows? But even though there is a federal law that clearly prohibits illegal aliens from carrying guns or ammunition.
Isn't there a state law that prohibits everybody from carrying guns or ammunition?
In Illinois?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Chicago's got the strictest gun laws in the nation.
So
this blew.
This is why this is so crazy.
We could hit the crazy pill button the rest of the night.
All right. So this Obama-appointed judge rules that because that this illegal alien had no prior convictions or whatever, then... And I tweeted about this. Joel, you'll have to look this
up. I wonder
up.
If you would be let off as easy if pulled over by the highway patrol.
Of course you wouldn't.
As a Missouri resident with a concealed carry permit, you're driving through the state of Illinois.
You already
I'm
stole
sorry.
My thunder,
I'm sorry.
Tim.
I'm
stole
so my thunder. Sorry. I just know that when I go through Illinois,
yeah,
my guns go in a boating accident the day before.
When I tweeted about this, you should have seen, it was hilarious, the liberals... all of a sudden becoming Second Amendment supporters.
Well, this is a happy turn.
It's so funny to
happy
look
turn
at
of
the
events.
Comments. So now...
Maybe we're going about this all the wrong way. That's what you, next time you speak on the floor on a gun bill, be like, you know, there are illegal immigrants. They were not allowed to carry weapons.
Yeah,
concealed or otherwise.
And,
isn't
and here's
that
the,
a crime?
The truth about that is I probably do have in principle a problem with the current law when it comes to, because I believe that there's a natural right to self-defense, right?
Right.
Now, the whole issue of people being here illegally is a big part of that equation, right? For many, many reasons, and we've talked about that. But the problem is, and why I tweeted about this, is the hypocrisy of the left. Think about it. So, like you said, you can be a lawful gun owner with a concealed carry permit, which means you have went through training to get that concealed carry permit, which means you have to be a citizen to get a concealed carry permit, right? And yeah. You could be traveling through the state of Illinois.
Just trying to get through the state
right.
of Illinois.
You get pulled over in Chicago with a gun in your vehicle, you could be charged and put in jail over that. Illinois doesn't even recognize a lawful concealed carry permit from the state of Missouri.
I don't know that
or any
from
other
any
state, probably.
Any other state.
But, however, an illegal alien who could be completely unvetted, and probably more than likely they are completely unvetted, could be a jihadist from some terrorist cell in Afghanistan, for all I know, or a cartel MS-18 from Mexico, or a freaking Russian spy that made it over the southern border, or maybe just a cannibalistic gang member from Haiti named Barbecue. I don't know.
Barbacoa.
You don't know. And he's caught roaming the streets of Chicago with a gun he acquired illegally, of course, right? Because an illegal alien can't buy a weapon legally. So, Joel found my Twitter account. This is a dark place to be, Joel.
How many responses did you get on this?
It's a dark place to be. Oh man, we could spend the whole episode just reading responses.
When we do get to having a video feed, we should definitely.
They hate it though when you pull out the hypocrisy.
Automatically, if I see someone spell
Twitter episode,
automatically if I see someone spell guns GUNZ,
right?
I know that's going to be a good comment,
right? So
they're
again,
probably a Gen Z-er, a Gunzier.
But if it's an illegal alien, it's fine, guys. It's okay. The Second Amendment, don't you know?
I do know some fellas that aren't here particularly legally that I would definitely like to have a gun. I mean, they believe in American ideals and they respect the fact that they can't they won't even go shooting with me out of respect for the fact that they're not at a place. You know, in fear of jeopardizing getting a chance to be an American citizen.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but this is just wild, wild.
Well, it's what's wild about it is how hypocritical these people are, right?
Beautiful, though, that we now know what argument to take. You can
You just throw that in there. It's illegal aliens. And they're like, oh, okay, that's fine.
Notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
Hey, that is gun. Ben, you need to pass. You could pass whatever. You could stuff whatever you want into this bill. The gun DEI bill.
Put it all in
next
there.
Next session, the gun DEI bill. Guns for all. I mean, at least everybody's equally armed except the people who just won't touch them.
Speaking of, by the way, did you see the Harrison Butker interview?
Yeah.
The kicker for the Kansas City Chiefs.
I heard a speech he gave at a college, I think.
Well, this is different. He's getting interviewed, and a reporter's actually trying to get him to support gun control, but he wasn't having any of it, man. And I thought it was a great response. Listen to this.
I do want to ask, there is a debate in this country over the best way to curb gun violence after being so close to it.
Yeah.
Any thoughts?
Yeah. I had to do a lot of thinking about what took place at the parade. I know gun violence was a big discussion, but at the end of the day, this is degenerate violence and it should not be occurring. I think we need strong fathers in the home. We need men that are leading, that are setting good examples, that are teaching the young men in our society that violence is not the way to handle our disputes. It's very unfortunate what happened. Unfortunately, many, many children were injured. A beautiful young lady was killed over someone getting offended and turning to violence to handle that dispute. It's so sad. I don't think guns are the issue. I think we need fathers in the home that are being great examples for our youth.
Mm.
I'm a fan of Harry Butt Kicker.
Was that not spot on or what? I love it when these people actually use their
platform. He had a great speech at a college
to tell the truth.
This week also.
Yeah. But, he's got
man,
it together.
For real.
He's also a pro-life guy too.
Why is he not running for mayor of Kansas City?
Right. Because he wouldn't get elected. Because he's an extremist, Tim.
He may just need one more Super Bowl, and I'm not wishing for that.
Yeah. Right.
But yeah, Georgia Institute of Technology gave a great speech there. Worth a listen if you got time. Not tonight.
I'll have to look that up.
Yeah.
Let's take a break. What do you think?
We better.
Let's do it. We're back from the break, Tim.
We are back.
And we're going to talk border crisis, because why? It's the most important thing right now in the United States of America, in my opinion. So next up, the border crisis is getting worse, as you can imagine, under the Biden administration. A clip surfaced a few days ago from El Paso, and this is unbelievable to watch. Illegals rushing the border, rushing the National Guardsmen at the border. And again, it's so obvious that this is an invasion. They're storming the border. Watch this. So they're trying to hold them at bay. They've already torn the fence down, and then they just rush them.
The good news is they were... The good news is they were arraigned and deported into the United States.
Yeah, so that's the thing.
Imported.
Yeah, I get confused.
So... That's what's crazy. So there was a reporter there with Real America's Voice who put up a video right after all of this took place. His name is Ben Bergquam. And the video documents how instead of arresting and detaining the illegals breaking into our country, Border Patrol arrested him for reporting on what was happening instead of the people who are illegals. I mean, that's how insane this is. Watch this clip.
Got the full border experience. We're down here shooting our next episode of Law and Border. We came up on 60 to 70 illegals that have been sitting there all day. Basically, Border Patrol said they didn't have time to deal with them. And as we're coming out, this happened. So I'm actually in the back of a Border Patrol car right now. As we're coming back filming the invasion of our country, we're actually stopped by Border Patrol and law enforcement. They're bringing each one of us out of the vehicle with our hands above our head and behind our backs, guns drawn.
This makes me so angry.
Criminals, while Washington, D.C. is supporting the cartels. And all while this is happening, we've got 60 illegals just standing by the wall. No problem.
So they're just
walk on in.
They're just standing right
Brandon
out there.
Brandon just got added into this vehicle. Guys, and now he's actually in handcuffs.
Brought out of the car at gunpoint with handcuffs.
While our country's being invaded, we're down here exposing the invasion. They're more worried about us than they are about the 60 guys that are back behind us, that they're just letting stay here.
This was 3:20.
We were sitting in a patrol car. We got 24. Harry in another one. We got Jack in another one. And
just 4 days ago,
Ben in the other one. This is insane. We've got 5 units out here dealing with us that are just exposing what Joe Biden's doing. They don't care about them. They care about us. Unbelievable, guys. God bless law enforcement. But let's go, Brandon. This guy's got to go. This whole administration.
Bad boys. What you gonna do?
You gotta say that. So good. All right, guys. So here we go. We're safe. We're free. We're not arrested. But guarantee one thing: CNN, MSNBC, Fox, they haven't done what we just did.
No, no, no.
It must have been a lot easier to get arrested when I was a youngster.
It was.
Can you believe that?
That's absurd.
It's the stupidest time to be alive in all of history. I mean, prove me wrong.
Crazy pills.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
We could probably avoid recording an entire episode and just push that button about an hour and a half.
So the mob, that fence they pushed through, was that Abbott's fence?
So that was, yes, that was the Texas National Guard that were trying to put up a fence, like a buffer, right, before the actual fence. And they broke through that and just rush the other fence. So I don't know what happened at that point, but it's like, it's so ridiculous.
I thought I read that they were...
because they're letting him through the main fence,
yes.
Right? So the Border Patrol is literally opening the fence and letting them through. So that's why the Texas National Guard is setting up a buffer with razor wire saying you can't get past this.
Gotcha.
This is no lie. I've always wanted to go to Mexico, but I don't have a passport. I wonder if now is the time.
No, you can't get into Mexico. Are you crazy? They're not going to let you walk across the border without a passport, Tim.
I don't think you would want to walk across the border if you had a passport.
Not in Texas.
It's not safe.
I feel like I could fare pretty well.
Well,
I, coming from a guy who has never been in a fight, right. I don't know why I'd start then.
So there's another Fox News reporter that reports that many of the same illegals in the video that we just watched that stormed the fence, overran the Texas National Guardsmen to get into our country, were indeed processed and allowed entrance into the United States of America that day. That's what we're dealing with. Listen to this.
Jenny, do you know if any of them did make it into the interior of the United States?
Yes, many of these people did get processed by Border Patrol under Title 8, which is what is typically used for the what we know as catch and release. These are people that are mainly released into the country. So this sends the message to people around the world that even if you act like this, you can probably get into the country. And I think they continue to push these boundaries and to see what they can get away with. And here they got away with some really, really scary stuff and, you know, appeared to be assaulting some of the National Guardsmen. It was totally out of control.
And still made it in.
So would Section 8 get me some authentic birria? That's yes. What I want to know.
Definitely be in the neighborhood.
Right. No, like, could I Section 8 myself over to some authentic birria? Because passports aren't free.
Did you guys ever watch World War Z?
Yes.
That looked like a World War Z crowd.
It did. Yeah.
Was that the spoof?
Just straight up anarchy, man.
Brad Pitt zombie movie.
Yeah, I might have. So many moons.
In response to this, Elon Musk shared this video that I'm going to play, and the title of it is "The Democrat Open Borders Plan to Entrench Single Party Rule in America in Under 2 Minutes." It's a chilling video, but it's actually happening. And I mean, the question when you see this stuff is like, what's going to make this stop? What's going to be able to stop what is going on? And it's like every day now we hear about a new instance of an illegal immigrant who is here, who obviously has been unvetted, that has either raped or killed someone, in some cases a child. Now they're being able to carry legal weapons, according to some judges in Chicago, or legally squat in your home. And you go to jail, Tim, instead of the one breaking the law. I mean, how is this going to end? I mean, the other day in the needle-infested streets of California, a man was caught on video eating the leg of another human being. Have you seen this video?
Let me digress. The poop slathered, needle-infested.
Yes. Streets of San Francisco.
Streets of California.
I couldn't believe this one. Like, apparently there was some kind of accident with a train and a guy's leg gets cut off. And this random person walks up, takes the severed leg, and is over there eating on it on the sidewalk.
His last name wasn't Dahmer by chance, was it?
I mean,
I think it was Newsom.
Right?
Oh.
It's got to stop. Like, our country is being invaded, and it's going to destroy us. And, I mean, Joe Biden in the White House, this puppet that's in the White House, is allowing this to happen. And I mean, I can't explain it any other way than they want to destroy us.
If they'd love
me. There's no other explanation for me.
This would... If we could... just hold a vote right now. Oh, I'd love to vote.
All right. Are you ready to vote?
You going to vote in person or do it, drop it in the mailbox?
Depends how many times I get to vote.
Listen to this video that Elon Musk posted. I think it's true, and it's scary all at the same time.
The Democrat open borders plan to entrench single-party rule, explained in under 2 minutes. One, flood the country with untold millions of illegals by land, sea, and air from all over the world. Enough to eclipse the populations of 36 individual U.S. states so far. Two, prioritize the needs of these millions of non-citizens over the needs of the American citizen, with free flights, buses, hotels, meals, and phones, ensuring their loyalty to the political party that imported them. Three, keep them in the country at all costs, even when they commit violent crime like murder and rape. Attack the language used to describe the criminals, as opposed to the criminals themselves. Slander critics as racist. Four, ensure their privileges are made irrevocable with city and state sanctuary laws that act as population magnets. Codify permanent status and ensure non-cooperation with ICE. Five, count the non-citizens in the census that will determine congressional apportionment in the House of Representatives. As of now, that would equal 13 extra congressional districts, a tremendous amount of electoral power. Six, wage a massive, heavily funded lawfare campaign to change state voting laws that legalize mass mail-in ballots, no signature verification, and no proof of citizenship requirements, making it nearly impossible to prove voter fraud. 7. Lock in the permanent voting majority with campaign promises of lavish benefits and permanent privileges, enshrining generational fealty to the Democrat Party. 8. Win elections. 9. Entrenched single-party rule has been achieved. The best part? Your tax dollars are paying for it.
What do you think about that? Do you agree? So, let's go to D.C., Tim.
You know what Jeffrey Dahmer's favorite dessert is? Or was?
What's that?
A handshake. Sorry, people eating legs got me thinking.
I've never seen anything like this. Like, how many drugs do you have to be on to just pick up a random leg that got severed off in a train accident and run off over to the side and just start chomping on it? Like,
I'm not a criminal. I'm an opportunist.
Like, how out of your mind or how demon-possessed do you have to be?
You got
to
have real problems. I'm not making too light of it, but.
So let's go to D.C. Look in on Congress, Tim. It's going well, right?
I would imagine.
I mean, why wouldn't it? New speaker, Mike Johnson, supposed to be a conservative. We've talked about this, right? Thought we had, high hopes of doing the right thing on spending and being better than McCarthy, right? Remember that? That wasn't that long ago, Tim. We talked about this on the podcast.
Tell me Mike didn't.
Nope. Another disappointment.
Say it ain't so.
So Congress just passed a $1.2 trillion with a T,
trillion
dollar spending package to fund the government through September of 2024.
That's nice. We get full 8 months?
It's to the point of laugh or cry.
No, it's March. Never mind.
And the bill covers things like, defense, homeland security. No, not really. It includes more funding for Ukraine and Israel, which I'm thankful. Our congressman, Eric Burleson, voted a hard no, as did both of our senators in Missouri. I'm thankful they did the right thing. But it down. Here's my thinking, Tim. Shut it down. Until they can secure the border from this invasion, shut it down. Until they can stop funding this. And here's the other thing that's a part of this spending bill, gender-affirming care. Right?
Why wouldn't it be? How many
full-term abortion funding for that? Shut it down. Until they can stop prioritizing Ukraine over Americans, shut it down.
So
until they can jail criminals and stop persecuting Americans that attended a political rally in D.C., shut it down.
What was Mike's motivation?
What do you think?
I can't think of anything good.
Why do they?
I really
had high hopes for him. But it seems as though there's no
button.
There's no strong leadership there. Until we stop the bleed out of this, you know, on this out of control spending.
Broken record.
It is. Shut it down. I think we'd all be better off, right?
I can't imagine that it could. I mean, if it got worse with it shut down, I would be willing to take full responsibility. Yeah.
Right.
We'll do a recant episode. But it's just disgusting. I'm grossed out. I came in a bad mood and I got in a way worse mood.
So listen to what MTG said after the bill passed.
Tell me you got another piece of bread for the sandwich you're serving up in.
So the bill did pass.
Yeah. Yeah. The House and the Senate.
I feel like my hot dog's just chicken beaks and buttholes.
She filed a motion to vacate the speaker again. Okay. Listen to this.
Do you really think that there's someone who can get 218 votes to become Speaker of the House?
I certainly hope so.
I mean, it was so hard to go the last time. You're going
to
go through.
It was hard to go the last time, but look at where we are now. They just passed a funding bill that doesn't secure our border, does nothing to stop the daily invasion. This budget funds full-term abortion. It funds DEI. It funds trans ideology on our youth as young as 12 years old. We're already in crisis. So
is this the fight you want to have in an election year?
Absolutely. It's the fight I want to have in an election year because I want to win that House. I want to win the White House. I want to win the Senate. And I want to restore this country back to greatness again, back to safety, back to security for every single American, because right now we don't have it. And that's the fault of Democrats and the Biden administration.
You're against this.
I fully agree with everything she said, but I still feel like I'm watching a Real Housewife.
Oh, right.
Promo.
You can't disagree with it.
No.
She's dead right.
Disregard the fact that she looks like.
And she's right. It is a crisis, right?
Yeah.
It's so disheartening, really. Just.
I want to be
fragmenting
the
party.
I want to be a kid. I want to be the kid getting an American flag
right.
pasted on his truck.
Right.
And.
And here's what's happening, too.
Instead, I feel like I need to get a turret.
Right.
And a Gatling gun pasted on my truck.
So now.
Just in case.
The Republicans are working with the Democrats to give them the majority in the House. Have you seen this? All these congressmen are retiring or quitting. It has to be orchestrated. There's no other way to explain it. I think it's sabotage. I mean. So another announcement this week, Republican Congressman from Wisconsin, Mike Gallagher, just announced that he's resigning from Congress effective April 19th, 2024, citing family considerations. But it's interesting that it's only after it's impossible to hold a special election. So his departure, again, further reduces the GOP's already narrow majority in the House of Representatives, and according to Wisconsin law, his seat can't be filled until after the November election if he resigns as he has announced that he's going to resign. It's absolutely insane what's happening. And I think, in my opinion, it's the Uniparty. The Uniparty hate us. They hate freedom-loving Americans that just want to be left alone. They hate God-fearing people who aren't brainwashed by the indoctrination. They hate independent-thinking individuals who won't sit idly by and let the government dictate our lives. They're out to destroy us, and unless we wake up and sober up and get serious about engaging in the fray to get this country back on track, we may never recover. It's so frustrating. I mean, it's fight after fight now. You know, like this motion to vacate. I get it. Like I'm disappointed in Mike Johnson, but who's going to be better? Who's going to get the votes to be better? Who's going to get the votes to stand up? I don't have any confidence in the possibility of that happening.
What do you figure the early retirement package is? for a senator.
No telling. Well, and did you know? So they end up laundering their campaign money, right?
Yeah.
So
I heard and
they'll have millions of dollars in their campaign fund, and they'll launder it through two or three PACs, and then
the bozo,
and then to a 501c3. So they end up with the money.
The bozo that was on all the January 6th.
Kinzinger.
Yep. Yeah, he took a smooth $2.3 million or $2.1 million.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very, very common.
Pretty lucrative retirement, early DC. Retirement package.
What could, with that Gallagher, what benefit is it that he stays other than just shenanigans?
So the problem is the majority. So if they lose enough, because right now their majority is only like 5, right?
Right.
So, and now they're down to like 1. So if they lose enough, then the Democrats will take control of the House and be able to elect their speaker. So the Republicans are working together with the Uniparty, I think, to be able to give it to them. And I think it's people that they have dirt on that they're saying, you either retire right now and get a nice little cush golden parachute on your way out.
Mm.
Or we expose this information.
So you think somebody's got dirt on Gallagher?
I think several of them.
Why? Does he get an extra paycheck or benefits carry on to the next year if he stays this long? Or
I don't think so, no. I think it's just the fact that...
Well, then it's straight shenanigans.
It is shenanigans. And that's the thing that's frustrating. And I'm so tired of the petty fights, even among our own conservative ranks, because they all... it seems like all they care about is holding power. And I'm so tired of the political cabals that form, and they start gaslighting everyone else when they're the real problem. I'm tired of the people who run for office just because they think it's cool, you know? I mean, let me tell you, I can tell you from experience, Tim, it's not cool. Okay? It's hard work. It's mentally taxing. It makes more enemies than friends many times. And unless you're really grounded in solid principles, you're not going to make it. You'll acquiesce to the swamp and become one with it, which is what so many do. And I've had this happen even recently in our own area. And this is America, right? You can run for office. Anybody can. But when you can't give a single reason of why you should be there instead of the other person, it just reeks of nothing but the lust for power and just having some title or some fantasy idea of how cool it would be for everyone to think you're somebody, you know? But I mean, I think that the fact is, like, screw titles. This country's a mess right now. We need leadership. We need people who are willing to fight, even when it's you against the world, which is what the way it is sometimes. And we need people who have discernment, people of grit and principle who can articulate the why of their decisions, not just weirdos that can't find their way out of a wet paper sack. Just yes men, you know, for the special interest that's lurking in the shadows, pulling the strings. I don't know. I'm just a little fired up today, boys.
Me too.
I think you're going to see a little bit of Ben Baker unplugged.
Well... Let it out, Ben.
I'm just so over it.
How does this make you feel?
The ones who want to be a kingmaker, you know, at the expense of our freedoms and our liberties. So it's either fight with the people or go home. That's how I feel.
I think maybe we should have had you on the pleather couch today. Just said.
I probably need to be.
Mr. Baker, how does this make you feel? We all wear masks, metaphorically speaking.
You know.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
Okay.
The one button to
rant over.
To rule them all.
I think that's going to get worn out.
Yeah. Quickly.
Why not? But yeah, it's let's not get too stressed to be blessed.
I know.
But goodness.
I feel better though.
I'm glad you let it out.
Yeah.
I'm going to write a firmly worded letter to Wisconsin Gallagher campaign.
I'm going to have Grok write me several firmly worded letters. I've got
Grok
all kinds.
Can do it.
Grok is a
it's solid.
A friend indeed. I've had Grok write me a couple parody songs just because sometimes I feel uninspired, and I only write parody songs for myself primarily. I'll sing them to myself.
We need to bring more attention to your parodies, Tim.
Well,
I think the world deserves this.
I really don't feel comfortable sharing most of the things that I come up with personally, but Grok's candid enough,
right,
to not offend. But most of the parodies are best served
encourage,
in my truck.
Encourage your
alone without video feed or volume. When Siri asks if they can have the microphone, I say, "Oh, please no." That's how I vent. I vent in parody songs.
Mm. We need to make these more public.
I'm going to take the long way home. Got a lot to let out today. maybe we can do a lighter episode next week, you know?
This was a heavy one. I apologize.
No, it's not. I came in a little bit bristled up, and man, didn't get better. I'm ready.
My blood pressure is a little bit.
I'm ready to wage
north of the line.
I'm glad that it's illegal for a 3-man militia, because I'm ready.
I'm ready to wrap my truck in an American flag.
Mm. A lot of bumper stickers.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I know a lot of things that I just didn't need to know about the State of the Union.
Right.
And I don't know.
If all else fails, just sue Glock or some random company for your troubles.
What's the process of getting one of those Glock 18s?
Oh, it's not that
asking
difficult.
Asking for a friend.
It's not that difficult.
I got a Glock 48 this week.
Hey, that's a good one.
And
that's my EDC, as they say.
I didn't want a Glock 48. I wanted a Glock 43X, but when you're wheeling and dealing guitar trades,
what's the 48?
It's the 1-inch thick.
That's the 380, isn't it?
No, it's the 43, but an inch longer.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Huh. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So not as concealable.
I think we're fixing to make the move to 47, Glock 47.
Hmm.
Wow.
You'll like it.
That's the new
with the red dot
iteration.
As long as you don't have any shims in there or whatever they call them. What is it?
Glock triggers.
Oh, the...
Switches.
Switches.
Glock
switches.
Switch.
I have a Nintendo Switch, but
I'll talk to our armor and make sure there's no switches.
Yeah, you
on
need
board.
To make sure there's no switches
my
in the Glocks.
My fully auto Glock identifies as a semi-automatic.
My triple double barrel heat-seeking shotgun. Anyways,
well,
anything encouraging to part with?
I don't know.
I need something.
What do you got?
Give me. I need. Something positive.
Oh. Well, so, yeah.
Never mind. I was another really negative. I was going to bring up that the mystery was solved with Kate Middleton, but that's not.
That's a real negative. Why'd you bring that
that's
up?
That's even worse.
Let sleeping dogs lie.
I feel terrible.
I do too, but
I think
there's a lot of people who still won't let
true,
it go.
If it's true. There's still a possibility.
Yeah.
But if it's true, it is a sad situation.
Well, we'll definitely
and
be.
Our thoughts and prayers
thoughts
are
and prayers
going out
for
to
sure.
Kate and William.
I took it the wrong direction there. So
thanks, Tim.
Happy news.
What a way to.
Can't think of anything, folks, but next week we'll be just chocked full of good stuff.
All right. So, by the way, folks, take a quick minute. I'm begging you. I'm asking. Go to Spotify, hit subscribe, follow us on Apple Podcasts, leave us a 5-star review. Do it! It only takes a second, and it helps tremendously. If you want the podcast to continue, help us out, people. Share our link on your social media. Tell your friends about us. Most of all, just listen and enjoy. Because we love you guys.
Truly. God bless.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!